An important key to understand the Bible is certainly to pray for God's direction and guidance. We've also got to keep an open mind when it comes to what the Bible really says. Of course, that means if I'm really going to accept what God is telling me through His Word, there's another important key that comes to mind. And that means I have to be humble. I have to have a humble mind, one that recognizes the fact that I don't know everything, and if I'm going to be instructed by God, if I'm going to be corrected by God, I've got to be willing to let Him direct me. If I approach the Bible with that kind of an attitude, then I will be teachable. I'll have that kind of an attitude that I'll be willing to see what the Word really says and then apply it to my life. Because when it comes to what the Word says, I have to recognize, well, who is it that made me? Well, God, my Creator, made me. Does He know what's best? Can He direct my life? Does He know what's best for my life, or do I know what's best? And we have to come to that point, if we really want to understand the Word, is to humbly seek His guidance, His instruction, and that means His correction as well. Jeremiah talked a lot about this. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, he gets right to the heart of that key of understanding God's Word. Here's what Jeremiah said. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. You see, we have an all-powerful Creator God who loves us and wants the best for us. So when we turn to Him in humility, when we turn to Him in a teachable attitude and pray, God, teach me, show me your way. Give me a humble mind so when I read your word, show me who I really am. Help me to change. Help me to apply your word and guide me. Guide me so that I can become more like Jesus Christ, that I can become more like you, Father. And so as I read that word, I have to ask God to show me humility as He instructs me so that I can learn and that I will be corrected and begin to change and apply that word in my life. By doing these things, we can then begin to understand a little bit more deeply God's word for us. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.